And we're back. You are listening to Free Voices at CGSF Radio 90.1 FM, Burnaby Campus, SFU. And we have on the line Squaitch Shekluck. And hi, Squaitch. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be.
Best as you can be?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, thank you for coming on the show today. Our topic today is grace. And we were interested in hearing what your thoughts were on it.
Grace. You know, before we can show grace to others, we have to practice grace on ourselves.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to be kind to ourselves, have goodwill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before we forward it to our fellow Homo sapiens,
mm-hmm.
we have to let go the things we can't control in our lives. And another way is practice gratitude. Be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank somebody for opening the door or holding it open or stepping out of your way. You know,
mm-hmm.
kind of start that small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiveness helps us work towards being more graceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't be graceful if we're bitter.
That's right.
Yeah, and then, you know, on top of that, we got to apologize for stuff we might have committed against our beings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another thing, figure that helps with grace is we have to have a sense of humor, you know, because we take things too seriously. You know, sure, life is serious, but if we don't step back and have a chuckle or two every now and then, we're just going to be more focused on bitter, ungrateful attitudes. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked what you said about practicing grace for ourselves as a starting point and starting with small things, you know, as a practice, because it really gets at kind of the foundation of it all, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the sense of humor as well, that, you know, we have to have that flexibility in life to be able mm-hmm. to be able to plug into grace on some level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
my thoughts on grace.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You always have great little tidbits and gems.
Very much, yes.
Yeah, to offer everyone. I'm sure that it's good wisdom for people. Thank you.
Exactly.
I hope it educates some people out there who are struggling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I think you guys there behind the mics, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad, I thank you all for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it back to you a thousandfold.
Oh, thank you so much. We hope we can talk to you again next week.
Absolutely, yes. We are looking forward.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Yep, bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
That was Skoit Sheklek from Gwashkana, BC, also known as Nicola Valley, and a survivor of forest fyres, floods, Guillain-Barré syndrome,
yes,
and stage 4 cancer. So
yes,
definitely shows a lot. That takes a lot to show grace when you have
absolutely
so many different trials and tribulations. That's
absolutely
when we really get tested, and he's definitely tested his own fire and
exactly
strength. So we really appreciate him being on the show today.
Very much.
So I think we are ready to hear another song. This one is called Bloody Tears by Castlevania. Have you heard of that before?
I never heard of it.
Castlevania is a video game series.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yep.
I love it.
It could also be, it looks like it might be from an anime, but Castlevania itself is a video game series.
There we go. Well, the cat is out of the bag. I'm not a video game person. So you can tell that by the fact that I didn't know that. So the secret's out, everybody. Anyhow,
and this song has been dedicated to helicopter aviation school and has been chosen by Chief
Quain Sheklek.
Yes,
yes,
because he's practicing he's in a schooling.
Yes, getting his
piloting,
flight. Yes,
yes,
getting his pilot license for helicopter,
yes,
as a helicopter pilot. Well, let's give this a listen. Bloody Tears by Castlevania.
Wonderful.
We are back. You are listening to CGSF FM 90.1 SFU Burnaby Campus. And we have on the line a special guest. We have Mary on the line, officer of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hello. It's good to hear you. Good to have you here.
It's good. Always good to be here.
Lovely. Our topic today, Mary, is grace, and we would love to hear your thoughts on it.
Absolutely. As some of our listeners who called in defined grace can be defined as the quality of being kind, generous, compassionate. It's about showing empathy and understanding towards other, often in a difficult situation. I have an echo.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me back?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
There's an echo.
If you have your radio on your side, just turn that down.
I don't think I can.
Okay.
We are getting a bit of echo.
There's a bit of an echo. It could be the channel itself. Let's continue, though.
Okay. Well, this can be powerful tool to navigate challenges. This is the African-American poet named Maya Angelou. I don't know if anyone is familiar with her. And I like her very much. Maya Angelou's life story is a powerful example of overcoming adversity with grace and resilience. Her writing often touches on themes of personal strength, hope, and human spirit. Has anyone read her posting?
Read the posting for, could you say the name again?
Maya Angelou.
Oh, Maya Angelou, yes.
Yeah, beautiful African-American poet. Her autobiography work is called I Know Why They Changed Their Thing. I love this book.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, it was published in 1969. It's about her early life from age 8 to 16, detailing her experience with racism, trauma, and abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
And Maya transformed herself from a victim into a self-possessed, dignified young woman, which I admire. Another example of leader with grace, I love to bring Alan Johnson Ferlinghi, the Nobel Peace Prize winner in 2011. She's the former president of Liberia from 2006 to 2018. She demonstrated remarkable grace and resilience. She navigated her country through challenging time and worked tirelessly to promote peace and development. No wonder she got the Nobel Prize in 2011.
Mm.
Her leadership and commitment to her people are a testament of the power of grace in action. Grace is a powerful force that can be changed our lives and our community. By embracing kindness, as some of our callers mentioned, compassion and resilience, we can create a more positive and supportive world. Can we?
Yes.
That was my definition of grace. It was a great topic today.
Thank you. Yeah, I was saying earlier that the world could be a whole lot better place if more of us could keep that conscious in our mind to exercise grace with ourselves and with others.
Yes.
Absolutely. All of grace.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Mary. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, and always, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. You all have a lovely day.
Thank you
as well.
Great work today.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye for now. That was Mary, officer of public Eagle Nation Universal Productions. Yeah, always has great things to say. And I think that whole combination of human characteristics of and practices of, you know, kindness and generosity and compassion and that type of thing all leads towards this whole concept of grace.
Exactly.
And it and she did, you know, it's like it is a verb.
Yes.
It is only magical if it's in action. So
yes.
I don't know, maybe I'll throw a little challenge out there. Anybody want to practice and experiment on out in the public with some acts of grace and just see what happens, you know?
Actually, the topic you chose is a great reminder to ourselves.
Yeah.
Not with the others, basically.
Yeah.
And just to evaluate ourselves, you know, are we there? Do I have it? I'm sure everyone has it.
Well, I think it comes and goes with all of us a little
of
bit.
Of course,
right?
It's like a wind.
Good day,
you know?
Bad.
Exactly, you know. Yeah. But that's why when you choose the subject,
yeah,
we evaluate, we practice it, we look at it, because but the world is beautiful. And whenever I hear about this word, I feel right away I think of swan. I feel I am that swan that I am, swimming very smoothly on the ocean, on the water.
Yeah.
And this is the picture, it comes in my heart.
Yeah,
I am sure by choosing this fantastic word, significant word, which is very powerful.
Mm.
We share that power of the love, power of the mission each one they have, and just giving that transformation and practice it, mm-hmm. and connecting it with ourselves, because the daily life is so busy and it flies really quickly.
Yes, exactly. And I think the other thing, too, is that we can all have the smooth gliding like the swan, or the ruffled feathers.
As
just before this show, I was like, oh my goodness, there's so many buttons and sliders here and stuff.
Yes.
But that the other beauty is that if we're around other people who are also practicing as much as possible these different human qualities and extensions to each other, that sometimes that can lift up another person a little bit enough to reconnect to grace.
Exactly.
Or any other qualities like courage or generosity or all of these different things.
Yes.
So it's nice to work together as a team on this planet.
Absolutely, absolutely. You speak it from my heart.
Now, did you have, we're going to put the speaker up here for Connor and actually turn him on to the
Hello.
Airwaves. Here we go.
Hello.
We were also looking further, doing a deeper dive into the origins and connections with other words, just because it struck our curiosity after we had done that initial dive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought, when the song's on, we're going to dive a little deeper.
Absolutely. There's a wonderful website that everybody out there can go check out. It's called Wiktionary. And people know Wikipedia, that's the encyclopedia of the internet. And then there's Wiktionary, which is the dictionary of the internet. And they do a really good job with etymology and really breaking it down. Grace, and then obviously there's the French component. There's a lot of French in English, going back
yes.
to the medieval and the Renaissance period, grâce. And that comes from, as we said, the Latin gratia, mm-hmm. which means kindness or favor or esteem. So there's a recognition and a quality of being set apart as well. And that comes from gratus, which means pleasing. And then there's Proto-Indo-European, to praise and to welcome.
Wow.
But a lot of definitions have to do with this kind of, as you said, no strings attached, unconditional
favor. Right, it's not
transactional,
or maybe they'll do something for me later. Or.
And one I like this, it was way down the definition list. It says, free and undeserved favor, unmerited divine assistance,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or mercy or pardon as well, too. And like you were saying, the grace, there's that kind of elegance and lightness and smoothness and undisturbed aspect to it. And for me, when I think of grace, I think of, I go back to my sister who was a ballet dancer for many, many years. Oh,
lots of grace so, there. Absolutely. And sore feet.
Well, that is it. And you think of anything in the realm of what a lot of people call, quote, fine arts.
Yes.
Painting, architecture, music, drama, theater, performance, writing, that kind of thing. It's all highly technical stuff, but it's culturally technical.
Mm-hmm.
And you do need a certain amount of grace to attach yourself to that art
mm-hmm.
without kind of overshadowing yourself as it. And I think the most successful performers out there are ones who are able to embody and be graceful inside the art without overpowering, you know, the mm-hmm. id of the art.
Right, beautiful.
That's interesting.
They make it look easy. That's what people who have a lot of grace do.
Yes.
You know? But you don't see all the hard work. So with
there's a lot of stuff before that grace actually
arrives. There is, and it's interesting. You know, I've had the fortune and excellent opportunities to perform with orchestras and chamber music mm-hmm. and everything, and people come up to you afterwards and, oh, it was wonderful. And it's very easy as a musician or an artist to say, well, I missed that note, I didn't get
exactly.
But you need to have grace
yes.
in acceptance mm-hmm. not just in action. So if people compliment you, if people are recognizing you in some mm-hmm. format, to have the grace to say thank you, even though mm-hmm. you may not feel that you deserve it or it's worth it, to have the grace to be, you know, and the word my mom likes to use a lot is decorum. And so if we were ever acting out as kids, she'd say, you kids need to have some decorum. And I think that goes hand in hand. There's mm-hmm. that understanding that, and it's not just good behavior, it's actually, you know, interpersonal and societal and cultural reactions and relationships mm-hmm. to have grace and decorum in your dealings with the world.
And I don't, when you were talking earlier about receiving the, you know, the feedback from someone saying, oh, that was a great performance and stuff. I don't know if I wanted to add something there, but I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it was like, it's that whole, I think a lot of us have been told, oh, if someone says something good, you know, you're, oh, no, as an act of modesty, like, oh, no, it was nothing or whatever, or, oh, it's, you know, is the act of receiving is mm-hmm. also an act of grace.
Absolutely.
So it's an act of giving and receiving, and it's the quality of the giving and receiving. So it's more of a quality.
Yes.
Very much.
Right?
And it's being graceful sometimes requires you to let go of your ego and also let go of your self-judgment.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. We can be painfully, as you were saying.
Especially as a classical musician, I'm well aware.
I'm part of a choir. I'm part of a choir right now. We're not like an auditioned choir. Mm-hmm. We're all like very community-based.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting because it's like, each of our little subgroups in the choir, we know when we've hit one, somehow we hit a stinky note.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like you see one person in the group makes a little grimace in their face, but we keep going because it's the song. But it's so easy to have mastered certain phrases or certain parts of the song, but then really fixate on the one, you know. But it's interesting within the group, we show grace with each other. It's like, yeah, let's do it. So it's an encouragement thing as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I love the hope that it can bring for people too,
yes.
because it's okay. We're on the path of movement, you know. So
and we are all together.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So it's definitely, I love that. I'm going to be wanting to do a deeper dive on other aspects because other words are popping into my mind. It's like, oh, is that related to grace? And
yes.
You know, so it's opened up a whole rabbit hole for me to go down later.
Absolutely.
But and speaking of grace, people at the radio station here, this is a fantastic team up here at CGSF 90.1 FM radio. If you ever want to be involved, there's lots of volunteer opportunities, and it's the team. We're volunteers, but we wouldn't. There's other volunteers here that help behind the scenes, but also there's staff up here too, and it's an amazing team.
Amazing. That's the only word I can say.
And you know, it's there's a lot of the people here are volunteering, and the staff. Yes, they're staff, but they do a lot of volunteer work. Let's just say I think there's a lot of extra hours that happen as well.
Yes.
But what my point is, too, is there's going to be there's also We need to do fundraising to make this all work as well, because there's a lot of equipment and different things. So there will be a fund drive coming up in November.
Yes. For those of you who are interested, for sure, come back and obviously tune into CGSF all the time. That's what we would say. But especially, we would invite you to join us during our fund drive, which is happening November 3rd through November 9th. And that will be a full week of programming dedicated to encouraging the community and those of you who feel that what we're doing here is worthwhile and worth supporting. And more information about that is going to be coming out in the next week and a half or so. But definitely Free Voices was part of that. All of the other shows here at CGSF are part
Jacob's
of that.
Yes, Jacob's show. Absolutely. I wanted to give a little plug for Jacob's show.
Yeah, absolutely. Jacob's show. Yeah, 5 o'clock, the arts show with all the concert and arts listings around town.
But there's so many groups.
There are. You know, we have over 40 different programs here at CGSF. All types of music, all type of talk, programming. And it'll be an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And more information about that will be coming out next week about that.
Perfect.
And, you know, check your inboxes, check our website as well too, and of course listen in live, and you can find out more information about how to donate.
And you don't need to be shy. If this piques your interest, you can pop your head in at the radio station.
Absolutely.
And there's almost always someone who's happy to just say a quick hello or just connect briefly.
We broadcast on the air 24/7 and online. We are also available open to the public Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So
that's
come
fantastic.
By and say hi. CGSF.
That is fantastic. So we're going to close out with a song here. Now, we're going to close out with a song. It's by the Pentatonix, and it's a version of Amazing Grace. And I am going to get this started.
That saved a wretch like me. And I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught.